Good morning, everyone. Today is Monday, March 20th. And this is Gregory Filion on Skedline News. Let's talk about basketball today. As you may have heard, the Toronto Raptors had their 11-game winning streak ended by the Oklahoma City Thunder on the weekend. But some may say that the game wasn't even between the Raptors and the Thunder, but it was between the Raptors and the refs. Why, you ask? Well, because three players and head coach Dwayne Casey all left the game earlier than they expected. Thing is, this speaks to a bigger issue. It's the referee situation that's happening in the NBA. First, we have all of the travels. Lately, it's almost like the players have been racking up air miles with the distance that they are traveling. But don't get me wrong. It's not the fact that the players are traveling. They travel all the time. Think about it. You're bound to miss one or two travels. Like, it's not the biggest thing. But the problem is when a player is taking 5-6 steps and the ref is right there, right near the play, and doesn't say anything. You see something like that happen, you're just like, yo, ref. Yeah, that's not even where the referee went wrong. Where all of the negative reviews coming for is when a foul is being called and the referee does not even say anything. Like, the guy's getting punched. He's getting suplexed mid-court. I expect the ref to say something. Like, say, DeMar DeRozan, Kyle Lowry's going in for a layup, and, like, I see Shawn Michaels come in and Sweet Chin Music. I'm like, I expect to get a flagrant foul or something. Like, that's the main issue. And what happens when a ref misses a call or something like that, or gives a wrong call? All it really does is build up frustration in the game. Players start getting angry, and they yell at coaches, and then what happens after that? You get ejected. It's like clockwork, almost, you could say. There has been attempts to fix the relationship between refs and players. During the 2018 All-Star break, a group of players and a group of referees sat down and had a conversation about how to limit the aggression built from years of playing, arguing, and bad calls. And to be honest, from my point of view, it seemed like it worked until, you know, the Raptors game happened. Now, all over, coaches and players are alike are being fined for criticizing the ref. Like, I don't think you should be fined for criticizing the ref. Like, okay, obviously, if you step out of bounds, say, like, oh, you know, this ref is just trash, criticizing ref for no reason, then, yeah, sure, you can get fined a couple thousand. But if you have a legitimate point, I don't know why you should be getting fined.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing for them and embarrassing for the league. They're not going to make that call. I've been here for 4 years. I've been many more years before that. I've never come in after a game. Never. I might have talked about one call. I've never come in after a game and talk like this. That was embarrassing. We got absolutely screwed tonight.
The fish is going to miss calls, but at the juncture of the game, that some of the calls that were made, we got to get it right around the league. Not just this game, but our entire league.
I personally like that they spoke out, because sometimes watching these games can be so painful. Like, geez, man. If that's what it takes to be a ref, then I got this, yeah. Let me go grab my striped shirt, get on the court, and start going Oprah with my ejections. In the court, like, you get ejected. You get ejected. Hey, sir, did you say anything?
No.
Well, you get ejected anyways. We're all getting ejected. Hopefully, this whole situation will settle itself, because the playoffs are right around the corner. And I don't know, maybe it's just me, but the way we're going, I don't see anything good coming out of it.
Well, this has been Gregory Filion. Thank you to all my listeners once again for tuning in. I'm coming to you from Skedline News. I'm out.